You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is great because you don't have to, you know, beat your chest and say, I'm the best. Nobody's better than me. You just have to be in the top 20%. This is a thread that's going around on Reddit. It kind of made us laugh this morning. We all know somebody who claims they're the best at everything, but this is a little bit more realistic. Let's go first before we read some on here. What would you say you are better at than 80% of people?
Negative self-talk.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That, and I can think of two more. Searching for discount codes online. Yeah. I seem to find one for everything that I want. And then
that's good.
The third one would be knowing the right amount of grocery bags to bring into the store. Knowing that, you know, I will only need probably 3 bags for this trip, and boom, like, nail it perfectly every time. The 3 bags are full, done. That's all I needed. Didn't need 4.
Man, I'm so fast in the grocery store. I never am more than bringing 1 bag in.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That's all I got to do. I would put my things that I'm in the top 20% of is also the grocery store is getting through self-check because I'm, like, so fast, and I know the codes for a lot of produce and everything off the top of my head. I mean, if I'm going to do Honeycrisp, I know it's 3283. I'm boom. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go, buddy.
See ya.
Yeah, I got all that. Another one, I would say I'm in the top 20% at parallel parking.
Okay.
And that includes either side of the street. Don't look down your nose at that, because parallel parking on the left side of the street, that jacks with a lot of people.
Yeah.
I can figure that
out. Oh, yeah.
And then the other one is spotting unnecessary apostrophes. I am in the top 20% of spotting unnecessary apostrophes.
That shouldn't be there.
Shouldn't be there. It does not need an apostrophe. Don't put an apostrophe there. Oh, so they ask people, like, what about you? What are you in the top 20%? You're better than 80% of other people out there. One person said picking the slowest line at the store.
Oh, sure, yeah, where you think it's, it looks fast, but yeah, then you stand there and you're there for 10 minutes. You're like, not again. That's funny.
Throwing a Frisbee is on the list.
I haven't thrown
a Frisbee in so long, but you know where I am? Every day I'm at this one particular park to do my miles, and there's along the inside of where I'm walking, this big loop, it's like about an almost 2-mile loop that I do. Inside of it, it's a whole forested area, and they've got a disc golf course set up in there, mm-hmm. all 18 holes. And so I'm watching people all the time as I'm walking, and I can see the variety of skills. And Jeremy, some people are so damn good at that.
Yeah, they really are. It's they just flick the wrist and it goes like 2 miles, you know, and they land right where it needs to be. And
I like
that's a mad skill for sure.
Because most of us throw a Frisbee like backhanded, right? We turn and then it's a backhanded thing.
Mm-hmm.
But those people who do it forehand
and
can like put it like on a dime, you know, 100 yards away, it's like, oh my God.
That's pretty good. Pretty
that's good.
Good.
Somebody else said they're in the top 20% of complaining. That's fine. What about this one? I feel like you would probably be good at this too. Someone said they have an odd talent for judging volume. And the first thing I thought of with you is like packing the back of a car.
Sure.
I have a feeling you would be good at knowing how to fit. In my household.
Like the road trip Tetris, yeah.
Yes, road trip Tetris. In my house, that's Gretchen, for whatever reason. She can see that a lot better than I can.
Yeah,
she
and I think that kind of correlates with my grocery store bags, too, where I just, you know, in my mind,
maybe.
I can see I need the 15 things, and it'll fit precisely into the 15 or the 2 bags, you know.
The person who picked the talent for judging volume on this thread said that they can look at a pot of leftover soup and know exactly which container to grab to put in the fridge. With minimal headspace.
That's great.
That's a really good
talent. That's really
good.
You have just enough chili to fill up that bowl right there. Boom. Let's fill it up. Right to the rim.
Oh, that's good. Anything else jump out at you?
Just another one for me. The things that you're better at than 80% of people, I think I would also add to the list, leaving things on the coffee machine. I mean, that's a daily thing. Like, I walked in there this morning and there was like 14 things I printed out yesterday. I was like, expert at leaving that stuff.